धवलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We're discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So in the last day, we saw the three activities or three states of an object, any temporary object or anything that is temporary. We analyze even attachment or ragam as to how that also has the three states of Srishti, Sthiti and Layam. Of creation, protection or existence and destruction. So we also discuss that as to if we are able to remember that the attachment is going to be temporary, it is not going to be permanent, then we will very easily be able to overcome the attachment. It is when we are not able to remember that attachment is temporary. That is what is causing us to fall a prey to those attachments. And if there is somebody who knows that, okay, attachment is going to be a problem, it is temporary, it is going to be a problem, but still is not able to overcome it, then such a person cannot be helped at all. There cannot be any help for such a person because he is sleeping, but he is not really sleeping, he is appearing to be sleeping. Such a person cannot be, like, nobody can wake or make the person come out of sleep because he is not sleeping at all. So, but if we are able to remember that attachment is just limited, then immediately we will be able to offer it on to Ishvara. That Ishvara who is the substratum of Srishti, Sthiti, Layam. So that Ishvara from whom Srishti comes, who is the cause of Srishti, who is the reason, the substratum behind Sthiti, and who in fact destroys or does Samharam, that is Devi that we learnt in the last day, Samhara Rupini. So if we are able to remember this and offer it on to Devi, remembering that Devi alone is present here, Srishti, Sthiti, Layam is only for temporary objects. Temporary objects don't really exist. They only seem to exist. They don't really exist. They are like the dream world. Swakale satyavad bhati prabodhe satyasad bhavet. Swakale satyavad bhati. When or during experience of dream, it appears as if it is real. Prabodhe. When a person wakes up from that particular state, from the dream state, sati asad bhavet, it becomes asad, it becomes unreal. So if we are able to remember or compare with dream analogy and then we are able to surrender onto Ishvara, slowly day by day our attachment will get reduced. So, but if there is no surrender, if there is no remembrance of the truth that everything is one, then day by day our attachment will only increase, and after learning Lalita Sahasranama for 5 or 10 years, there will be no purpose or no use at all. That Lalita Sahasranama will in turn make us be an egoistic person thinking we are spiritual when there is no spirituality at all left in us. Because spirituality is not about Lalita Sahasranama. Spirituality is not about going for a retreat. Spirituality is not about going to a mission. As Amma says, Ashrama Sakshatkaram, that is not the lakshyam. Going to a mission is not the goal. But spirituality is trying to abide in the self, trying to remember the self wherever we are, whatever we are doing. If we are able to remember our parents, if we are able to remember people with whom we are very close, then why can't we remember Ishvara? And if we are sadhakas, we claim ourselves to be sadhakas, so if we are sadhakas, then we have to remember Ishvara because forgetting or pramado vai mrityuhu, the moment we forget Ishvara, we enter into the illusory world, into nama rupam, which will make us take us into delusion over and over again, and it will give us no benefit at all. And since we are learning Lalita Sahasranama, we ought to be spiritual seekers. Else learning Lalita Sahasranama is of no use. Any person who considers or who thinks that he cannot remember this, such a person shouldn't learn Lalita Sahasranama, because there is no purpose of learning Lalita Sahasranama. So such a person knows what he is lacking and is not capable of stopping it. Even a small child can remember. When we talk to a small kid and tell it that, oh, this is the truth, like whatever you see, it's like dream world, immediately the child will understand. So if we are not able to understand, we cannot even be compared with a child. So what is the point of learning Lalita Sahasranama? There is no point at all. We can learn, nobody is going to stop us from learning, but such a learning will not take us anywhere. Such a learning will not give us the anandam that we are seeking, or that we show as if we are seeking. Even that we will not get anandam. We will never get that anandam. What will happen is we will have to witness everything around us collapsing, like Sri Krishna had to face everything, the entire world collapsing. So that if we consider or remember Mahabharata, there are two people on both sides. On the Pandava side one person and the Kaurava side one person. Both their families, both their people were completely eradicated from the world, from Bhumi. So one is the Pandava side like Krishna and the Kaurava side Dhritarashtra. So both these people had to witness the entire clan or their entire clan family being destroyed or wiped off from earth. And on one side Dhritarashtra knew that his family would be wiped out, but still he didn't stay away from doing adharma. He stayed away from remembering Ishvara, and as a result of that he had to face lot of sorrows. Each and every minute of his life he was in worries, he was suffering, whereas Sri Krishna saw everything that even Dhritarashtra saw, the exact pain he also had to go through, but still he was able to abide in the self, thereby he was able to overcome all those. So both people had to face, which we also will have to face. And if we are not able to be like Sri Krishna, abiding in the self, giving priority to the self, not giving priority to anything else other than the self, then we will also live life like Dhritarashtra, each and every moment of our life worrying, suffering as to what would happen to people around us. If that shouldn't happen, then we have to just remember that everything is one Ishvara. So this is not something that is very tough to implement in life. What we do is when we are encountered with implementation of Vedanta, which is remembering that everything is Brahman, we just back off. We just like women, we just cry. We just say, oh, I cannot do it. So that will not take us anywhere. Instead of that, we should be able to remember that, okay, everything is Ishvara. Oh, Ishvara, why are you giving me all this sorrow? Why are you giving me all this trouble? Take it away from me. We should be able to say that. We aren't even bold enough to do that. Like women, we cry. Not only that we cry, but we fall off from where we are in the spiritual path. So if our life shouldn't become like Dhritarashtra's life, we have to start implementing. And that implementation, if a small child like Prahlada could do it, we can also do it. If Sri Krishna was able to do, we can also do it. If Amma is doing, Amrita Swarupananda is doing, we can also do it. And the punishment that we are going to get after knowing that, okay, I am lacking something, is going to be really bad, and it will take us nowhere. And at the end of the life, we will have to suffer, we'll have to cry, we'll have to like take a birth, not even remembering the next birth, we will not even remember that we were spiritual or we were trying to be spiritual. That also will ultimately vanish. So if all these shouldn't happen, we should try to implement Vedanta. And implementing Vedanta is as simple as just remembering Ishvara at all points of time. Remembering that everything is one Ishvara. Just remembering that, nothing else is required. If even that we cannot do, what is the point of learning Lalita Sahasranama? There is no point at all. There is no point whatsoever in learning Lalita Sahasranama if we cannot just remember that everything is Ishvara. But just remembering, nobody is like forcing a person to take sannyasa and all. It is just remembering. That is implementation. In, like when we remember Ishvara, we will have so many problems. So all those problems will come out. But if we remember Ishvara, we will not like back out of problems. We will not back out of Vedanta as a result of the problems. What we will do? Oh, Ishvara, he is all pervasive. He knows everything. She is Sarvajna. She can do a lot of things. If that is the case, I will pray to Ishvara. That is the attitude a bhakta will have. That is the attitude a sadhaka should have. So the moment a person is remembering Ishvara, that very moment he will pray for help. He will pray for help and he will put all his effort into prayers rather than backing out of those prayers, backing out of remembering Ishvara and doing all sorts of things. So what is the difference between a worldly person and us? The only difference is that we know, worldly people don't know. So if worldly people don't know, they have gati someday. If we know and we are not able to implement this small thing, it's not about going to a mission, it's not about leaving everything, it's not about renouncing the entire world. It is just having one extra thought in our mind. It is just remembering Ishvara at all points of time, that one thought, that's it. It's as simple as that. And remembering as to what is the nature of the Ishvara. We have learned quite a lot of Vedantic works to understand as to what is the nature of Ishvara. Like when other people ask advice from her, we can say, from us, like we can say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. If we can say that, it means that we know it. We know the nature of Ishvara. We know that Ishvara is Brahman. We know Devi is Brahman. So what is lacking then? Remembrance of Ishvara. We are not able to bring in Ishvara in our life. Not even our life. It is just in our thoughts. We don't need to show around, like sing bhajans everywhere. Wherever we go, sing bhajans, or wherever we go, try to speak about Amma. We don't have to do that. Nobody is forcing us to do that. That is not required for real spirituality. What is required is just the thought of Ishvara. Okay, I will be attached. I am attached. I am attached to eating curd rice daily. So I will be attached. But while eating, I will say, oh Ishvara, you alone are present here. Let me eat this. It is just that. Even that if we cannot do, there is no point in we trying to learn Lalita Sahasranama. We will learn all those, but whatever we are trying to learn, or whatever fruit or whatever effect, the goal that Lalita Sahasranama as well as Vedanta says, out of jnanam, we will not get even 1% of it. That is what will happen. So if that shouldn't happen, we should start implementing. Implementing is just remembering Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya in our mind. We don't need to do any actions. Actions are not required. We don't have to do any action at all. Just remembering Ishvara. So what does Krishna say? Dhyayato vishayan pamsah sangah teshu upajayate sangat samjhayate kamah. So the more and more we brood over an object or anything in our mind, automatically that will get converted into our actions as well. So if we remember Ishvara in our mind, just remembering Ishvara, okay, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Mechanically, if we remember, automatically as days pass by, we will feel, we can feel that coming into our actions. So all these while, like if somebody complains that, oh, I have been learning for so many years, but still I Ishvara doesn't come in my actions. That is because we haven't remembered Ishvara. So just remembering Ishvara, it's like any other thought. How does attachment start? As Krishna says, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsah Sangah Teshu Pajayate. The more and more we brood over an object, we'll cross attachment to the object. Similarly, more and more brood over Ishvara, attachment will come to Ishvara. And that attachment is going to remove all other attachments, because that attachment is attachment of the Advitiya Satyam, attachment of that truth which is beyond the temporary world. Automatically, if we try to remember Ishvara, automatically that will get reflected in our actions, and day by day we will feel that our attachment or our mental problems, our impurities of the mind, everything are slowly getting reduced, and finally they will completely vanish. Apichet sudhuracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureva samantavyah samyak vyavasito hi sah. Apichet sudhuracharah, sudhuracharam, if a person is doing the worst action in life, bhajate mam ananya bhag, but ananya bhajanam, he is remembering me and doing those sins, then sadureva samantavyah, he has to be considered a sadhu, because samyak vyavasito hi saha, because I am always in his thought, he is steadfast in me. Shubha shubha falairevam mokshase karma bandhanaihi. Since he is always remembering me even while doing bad actions, slowly as days pass by, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma, he will become dharmatma kshipram very soon. Shashvat shantim nigachyati, he will attain shashvat shanti, eternal peace. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. O Arjuna, know for sure that my bhakta will never perish. Know for sure. So what is required? Everything is there in life for us. What is required from us is just the effort of remembering Ishvara, which doesn't require much effort. Oh, I am attached to something. I am attached to my parents. Fine. Along with the attachment, add this thought as well. If we are not able to even do that thing, then what is the point of learning Lalita Sahasranama? Just thinking about Ishvara is very simple. But if we are learning Lalita Sahasranama and we have to remember the import of each of the namas, I cannot think even one single thought, one very easy thought, then how can I remember all the explanations, all the meanings of the namas in Lalita Sahasranama? It is not one thought, thousand names means thousand thoughts, and along with it add explanations, that becomes more meaning. Meaning, deeper meaning. Meaning with respect to Vedanta. So if all that, how will I remember if I cannot just remember at the thought of Ishvara? So that is what is required. If that we cannot do, then we will be entangled in the three things what we learned yesterday as Krishtisthiti Layam, which means finally Layam will happen. Whatever we are focusing on, its Layam will happen, and we will be suffering. We'll be very sad. That is what will happen. If that shouldn't happen, then what should we do? We should just remember Ishvara and offer even our bad things to Ishvara. Everything offering to Ishvara, I'll offer my bad things, I'll offer my attachment, I'll offer everything that I have to Ishvara. That is what is required. Ananya bhajanam. So if that is required, what will happen out of that? If that is there, then day by day, the thought of Ishvara becomes very strong. It overpowers other thoughts, and tirodhanam of srishtisthidilayam will happen. So let's say it is an attachment. Then the attachment, when it is overpowered by Ishvara, the thought of Ishvara, then tirodhana karyai namaha. Then tirodhanam of srishtisthidilayam, which means tirodhanam of the temporary thing will happen. Tirodhanam of attachment will happen. And who gets rid of, or who does this tirodhanam, who removes the three srishtisthidilayam, Om Ishwaryai Namaha. Ishwari, one who controls those three, she is the one who will remove. So Devi, when she removes Srishtisthitilayam and temporarily like almost makes it an estate where nothing is there, the three vanish, and at that time, like we discussed yesterday, when the three vanish, there will be a state where it will be a nothingness or nothing-like state. It's as if nothing is there, and that is Ishwari. So that Ishwari whom we know as Brahman, that Ishwari whom we worship, that Ishwari whom we remember as all-pervasive. But this Ishwari makes Srishtisthitilayam vanish. So after making Srishtisthitilayam vanish, what does remain behind? What remains behind is Ishwara alone. And that Ishwara, like that, the Ishwara or Devi controls the Srishtisthitilayam, and when we surrender on to Devi, when we just have the thought of Devi in our mind, Srishtisthitilayam will vanish. And Devi who vanishes the Srishtisthitilayam is called Ishwari. And then Om Anugraha Dayai Namaha. So before that, Om Sadashivayai Namaha. And Devi becomes Sadashiva. So Devi as Ishwari vanishes, like gets rid of Srishtisthitilayam. And what does she do after that? And that Devi is called Sadashiva. And what does she do? Anugrahadayai Namaha. Anugrahada. She will give Anugraham as Sadashiva. So that means Srishtisthitilayam, even when Srishtisthitilayam is there, if we surrender on to Ishwara, if we just have the thought of Ishwara, Srishtisthitilayam will vanish. Devi will make it vanish. That is what Gaudapada says, yes, prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta nasamshayah. If the world exists, if you think the world exists for a sadhaka who has surrendered onto Ishwara, it will vanish. Na samshayaha, definitely it will vanish. And after vanishing, anugraham, Devi will come to give anugraham. So what is anugraham? Anugraham is in the form of anandam. So when a person goes beyond Srishtisthitilayam, which means he goes beyond Anitya Vastu, he apprehends, when these three vanish, and for a second, there will be as if nothing is there, and then we will be able to apprehend the substratum of Brahman, the substratum of Devi, Devi's real swarupam as anugraham or anandam. So the way to anandam, even when we have attachments, the way to anandam is as simple as, or put it in just one sentence, remembering Ishwara, having the thought of Ishwara as all-pervasive, as mithya jagat adhishtana. We don't have to work, we don't have to do actions for it. We don't have to like, oh, I'll have to do this action, I'll have to do that action, I'll have to hug my laptop, I'll have to hug things. That is not what is required. What is required is just in the mind, thought of Ishwara. And that Ishwara will slowly take us beyond Srishtisthitilayam and then bless us with anandam. And that anandam is there in us, because only then we will be able to experience. Whatever we experience is out of us. It is not something external. So it is internal. But as a result of attachment, we see temporary things. So temporary things veil our self. So we can't see ourselves when the temporary object is superimposed on the self. So when we surrender on to Ishwara, we go beyond the temporary thing. So the temporary thing vanishes. So Adhyarupam was there, and Apavadam, negation. The snake is seen in the rope. When the snake is seen in the rope will not be able to apprehend the rope. But when we go beyond the snake, we'll apprehend the rope. Similarly, we'll apprehend our own nature as that Devi who gives us anugraham. And what is the, like, so in short, what does Devi do? Om Panchakritya Parayanaye Namaha. So one who does five actions, one who is involved in five actions, so the five actions are Srishti, Sthiti, Layam, three, and then Tirodhanam, and five, Anugraham. So Srishti, Sthiti, Layam is also done by Devi, because everything is Devi only. So Srishti, Sthiti, Layam will give us only Dukkham, because Anityam Asukham, that will give us Dukkham only. But if we remember Ishvara, if we seek Ishvara, do bhajanam of Ishvara amid Srishti Sthiti Layam will be slowly overpowered. We can consider this as a mutiny by the thought of Ishvara. The thought of Ishvara causes a mutiny in our mind, and he is so powerful. The thought of Ishvara is so powerful that it will slowly overturn everything in our mind. And when it overturns, that is the fourth karma, the fourth karma of Tirodhanam. So Tirodhanam, when we have the thought of Ishvara along with all other thoughts, Tirodhanam happens. Tirodhanam of Srishti Sthiti Layam, Dukkham vanishes. So Dukkha Nivritti happens, and immediately Anugraham of Sukha Prapti, Sukha Avapti happens. So if we are in Srishti Sthiti Layam, we will miss Tirodhanam and Anugraham of Devi. But if we go beyond Srishti Sthiti Layam by just doing Srishti Sthiti Layam and remembering Ishvara, Tirodhanam and Anugraham will happen. So in both cases, we are doing Srishti Sthiti Layam. We are not involved. Like, we cannot say that, oh, I am not involved in Srishti Sthiti Layam. We are involved in Srishti Sthiti Layam. Each and every action, each and every thought, everything is Srishti Sthiti Layam. So those three actions, we don't have a choice about those three actions. As Krishna says, Nahi kaschit chanam abhi jatu tishtatya karma krit. Nobody can live for even one moment without doing action. So we don't have any options of like whether I should do action or not. There is no choice, like either this action or that action. But we do have the option of involving Ishvara. So in both cases, in one case Srishti Sthiti Layam happens, in the other case Srishti Sthiti Layam happens but with the thought of Ishvara. So the thought of Ishvara gets rid of Srishti Sthiti Layam and blesses us with Anandam. So that Anandam, where does it really come from? Om Bhanu Mandala Madhyasthayai Namaha. Bhanu Mandalam, this entire Surya Mandalam, or we can consider it as what we call as our solar system. So Devi is the Madhyastha. So Madhyastha means the middle or the substratum. Middle is, if we consider a chakram, the middle of the chakram is the support of the chakram, that is the basis of the chakram. So Devi is the basis of Surya Mandalam. So Surya Mandalam means all kind of existences, we can say. That means Devi is the real Adhishtanam of Brahman. So Surya Mandalam means, we can consider the Surya Mandalam as Surya and as Krishna, not Krishna, sorry. As Ishavasi Upanishad says, the one in Yosavasav Purusha Soham Asmi. The Purusha in Surya is Brahman. So the Purusha in Surya is the substratum, is the essence of Surya or Surya Mandala itself, and that is Devi. And that Devi, who is the essence of the Surya Mandalam, which is solar system, is our system, or the entire world can be said to, our world can be said to be solar system. So Devi is the substratum, essence of our world. That means the entire world, which means she pervades the entire world, which also means she is infinite. Since she is infinite, Yo Vai Bhuma Tat Sukham, therefore she is Anandam. And therefore, if we just have the thought of Ishvara, automatically our mind, our actions, everything will be purified. Srishti Sthiti Layam will be negated through Tirodhanam, Tirodhanakari, or one who does Tirodhanam, one who does the action of Tirodhanam by Ishvara himself, and Anugraham also will happen. And this happens without our effort. The only effort that a sadhaka has to put is remembering Ishvara, that one thought of Ishvara, having the one thought of Ishvara along with everything. So if we cannot even have that, then there is no point of living. Our life will become useless. May Amma bless us so that we will have just that one single and simple thought of Ishvara while doing any activity in the world, so that our life doesn't become a waste. May Amma bless us. Namaskar.